USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Tuesday that writing off $50,000 in student debt is not something he believes can be done with a presidential action, but said he's prepared to eliminate $10,000 for students. More than 42 million Americans now hold federal student loans amounting to a combined $1.5 trillion, according to Education Department data. The Biden administration seeks to end the Trump-era Migrant Protection Protocols program. The Biden administration will begin processing cases of certain eligible asylum seekers starting Friday. The White House said individuals should not take any action at this time and should remain where they are to await further instructions. Bitcoin is a digital or virtual currency created in 2009 that uses peer-to-peer technology to facilitate instant payments. For the first time Tuesday, one Bitcoin equals over 50,000 U.S. dollars. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As millions of people across the United States continue to weather a deadly winter storm without power, forecasts predict ice and low temperatures could be ahead for some in the worst-hit states. Up to a half inch of ice will be possible over the next 3 days for areas from Texas to Mississippi and up through Virginia, according to the National Weather Service. All severe weather hazards will be possible, including tornadoes, from the Florida Panhandle to the coastal Carolinas Thursday. The CDC said Tuesday winter storms are likely to cause widespread delays in COVID-19 vaccine shipments. CDC spokesperson Jasmine Reed said shipping partners are working to deliver vaccines where possible, but the adverse weather is expected to continue to impact shipments out of FedEx's facilities in Memphis, Tennessee, as well as a UPS facility in Louisville, Kentucky. A confused President Biden told a CNN town hall audience Tuesday, "It's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office." End quote. The first dose of Pfizer vaccine was given on December 14th, Moderna December 22nd, a month before Biden became president. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The writing is on the wall. Gas prices are gearing up to cost Americans more and more. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
That warning of a spike in the price of the pump comes from Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. DeHaan tells us an estimated 20% reduction in production due to the weather is partially to blame.
20% is certainly not a drop in the bucket. This is millions of barrels a day in production capacity. So we likely will see the national average go up by anywhere from 5 to 15, maybe even 20 cents a gallon as well.
Another concern is making tanker deliveries to gas stations.
Gas stations are having to wait longer times for deliveries, but the good news is that as the weather does warm back up, those deliveries should increase in pace, and we should not see a widespread period of outages.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Social media service Parler is back.
The company that helped get Parler back up and running says it may not agree with all the posts on the platform, but it supports free speech. Parler is a social media website that saw an explosion in growth last month when Twitter banned then-President Donald Trump and other conservatives. Shortly thereafter, Amazon Web Services booted Parler off its server, alleging it was used to plan the January 6th storming of the Capitol. Parler is now being hosted by SkySilk Cloud Services, which has data centers in New York and Los Angeles. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.